For the star lies to the east, and south is yonder, so blah blah, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's that way.
I don't want to die. It's the tortoise. It came back.
I packed up my robes. Oh, wait, I'm wearing them.
That's a good thing you are.
You would not want to see that.
We're all very grateful for that.
Comets have always been a sign of impending doom.
Well, that's just great.
Chapter 26, Lost in the Mare.
Okay, well, last time that we got the group together, you had ended up fighting a bunch of dust monsters in a sandstorm. And you had barely gotten yourselves out of there. But a couple of fun things happened before you guys settled down and decide if you're going to rest or not. Noan, in the middle of that fight, you had been put to sleep. And for the rest of the party, what they saw was Gwenval called down holy fire from the heavens and landed on you, and that woke you up.
Mm-hmm.
But your experience was completely different. You remember going to sleep, or rather you don't. At one moment you're sitting there, and next moment you're waking up on the ground. But what you remember from waking up was all of a sudden a young man appeared in front of you, an exquisitely beautiful young man. And you heard him whisper to you, Akmenos, wake up. And then he just bent over and kissed you ever so lightly on the forehead. But the touch of his lips was so exquisitely pleasant, it was painful. And that pain woke you up. Your eyes fluttered open, and you found yourself back in the middle of the combat. And you didn't think about it much during the combat, but in the calm after the last dust monster had been finished off, the memory of this young man's appearance still lingered with you. And your anger, your hatred, has always been your armor, your way of dividing yourself from the cruel world that you found in yourself in. But for once in your entire life, you found cracks forming in that armor around your heart. Okay, and let us get going here. So everyone's gonna knock off for 6 hours there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As close as possible for.
Very good. So, you guys pass out for a little bit, and there are nothing breaks your slumber. Somewhere in the middle of your sleep, the winds begin to die down again. And the winds weren't really whipping that much. It's just that the surface of the Mare is so, you know, talcum powder-like that even the slight, it's sort of like being on Mars, even the slightest wind just picks everything up and whips it into a dust storm. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in the middle of the night, everyone roll for me a constitution check.
That was almost good.
8.
10.
Non-natural 20.
8.
Okay.
6.
So, Alistair,
yeah.
Your sense of responsibility drilled into you from years of being in the monastery. You just find yourself waking up and wondering what time it is, and you feel rested, so you assume it's time to get going, and you can go and nudge the rest of the folks and wake them up.
Okay, I will.
So, and I had some hit point issues after fighting that undead miscreant.
Yeah, and you find that your hit point maximum is back to where it was before, after a long rest. You can use your regenerated hit die to try to bandage up and
get that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Anybody else need to spend a hit die before we start?
Nope.
No, five.
Okay, good.
Most of us didn't fall asleep during battle.
And you guys are rewarded for being out here in the Mare. With all of its negatives and detractions, there is one fantastic thing about being stuck in the middle of the Mare Arenosum. You look around, and you have never seen stars quite like this. They are, just basically it's horizon to horizon, because it's just one big, huge, flat plane around you. And you can see just the arc of every constellation you know. And there's the stars are so bright, though, it's almost difficult to pull the constellations out. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And everybody roll for me perception.
19.
24.
Non-natural 20.
18. I got a natural 20.
That's 15. What switching dice does. Which is from a 6 to an 18. Heck yeah.
I got a natural 20.
Okay, so who got the high one?
24.
I got 20.
Yeah, and a natural 20. He got a natural 20. Mm-hmm.
Go no one.
Okay, no for no one then?
No one does as good as he does.
Darn it, give me to it.
No one does just like me.
I casually make my way over to my sister. And whisper.
So the rest of you three, roll me for me insight check.
19. 15.
17.
Okay, you guys all noticed Noan kind of whispering and pointing up into the sky, off to the eastern, quadrant of the sky there.
I follow his finger into the sky.
Okay, roll for me a perception.
Heaven.
You're not really sure what they're talking about.
Hey, what are you guys talking about? Hey, what are you guys talking about?
I was just pointing out the constellation that our master was talking about before we left.
Interesting.
Yeah, I want to insight if he's lying. 15.
You don't really buy that.
Try again?
No.
Look at our female monk.
There's an interesting shaped star in the east.
What's now, it look like? Now that you guys know what to look for, you guys do notice, yeah. Up there in the middle of one of those constellations, and maybe it's to do with the fact that the sky is so clear, but one of the, instead of being a point, one of the stars seems to be almost shaped like a comma.
Huh. Is it growing or moving?
It not that you can see. It's just there.
I'm not saying it's in.
Do any of us know what this is?
I'm looking at this poem and seeing
it. Yeah, I didn't see anything in the oracle's text. Can I roll to see what it is, if I know anything about it?
Give me a nature roll.
Seven.
No, totally out of your realm of experience.
Coming from,
I'll do a nature roll too. 17.
No. It seems like you should know what this is, but it doesn't really ring a bell at this point.
And you will have to learn how to fly so that you may find your foe in the sky. Is it? Or
perhaps.
Well, that's some mighty wings to get to the stars.
I think, well, we could sit here and debate this. Yeah. We need to head toward... Well, it could be a marker for this oasis we're looking.
Possibly. Is it the direction we're going?
No.
Okay. We're going to the south.
It's a comma. Is it a moon? Is it a crescent moon? Are we...
Looking at the moon?
Are we looking at the moon? Another moon? I don't know. It's a comma. Yeah,
it's about the size of a regular star.
Just oddly shaped.
It's just oddly shaped, you know?
There's another... Well, we could look at this another way. It's not the star that's oddly shaped. It's something that's blocking part of the star.
That's possible. That could be the phone in the sky.
It would be a really big star then, because I mean, it's basically
something in the sky just blocks the light from the star. It's just something way of looking at as well.
Yeah, just like
that. Also, would be really, really far away.
Not necessarily.
Or it could be really, really, really small.
Yeah.
Really, really
tiny. Well, it doesn't appear to be changing, so if there was like something flying, I would expect
there would be some amount of flickering.
Yeah.
It seems to be constant in the middle of that constellation.
Yeah. And does this seem to be the direction of the oasis we over? I know we are heading towards the mountain range.
Not really. You guys know you have to go to the southwest.
So if it's in the east.
And this is in the east.
Yeah.
Do you want to try to contact your wizard, your new wizard?
I tried that right when I went to sleep and I couldn't get anything.
He's bored with you. Maybe he was sleeping.
His Wi-Fi was down.
Yeah.
What's everyone's water at?
Should be
full. I'm fine.
Yeah, you guys should all be full because you basically made it just a short distance into the Mare when this sandstorm hit. Okay, so you guys know you have to go to the southwest to get to the next oasis. So I need a survival roll from somebody to see if you can head off in the proper direction.
Oh no, that's a 6.
A 10.
8.
16.
That's what I got.
Okay, 16. Yeah, I'll go with you guys.
Okay.
I trust the people who like.
So the shepherd, who's used to being out at night. Points confidently off in one of the directions and says that way.
There's sheep.
I can hear them.
So basically we're just using it as a point of reference. Go to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was so much more simple.
Also considering like living pretty much right next to the Mare.
We know that the star is east. We can just go southwest based on that.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
I will have 6. So, good job.
All right. So, lead the way then.
That way.
Okay. So, you guys start taking off there. Obviously, the sand shoes are cumbersome, but you begin to get used to clomping around in those things.
I forgot we're wearing those.
They're so comfy. Yeah.
Our speed is reduced in half by those, right?
So comfy.
And in a couple of hours' time, you guys feel the weight of the sun as it creeps over the mountains to the east and shines into the Mare. You guys have made it all of about 5 miles, maybe a little less, before that happens. What are you guys going to do? You've had a full rest. Are you going to continue on during the day, or what are you going
to
do?
Is there any shelter to be seen?
You look around you, and it is as barren as it appeared to be when you guys were in the airship flying over it.
Do we see any hints of the oasis?
Not at this point. It's just a big, flat thing. But then, you know, it was, you know, hundreds of feet in the air where you were with the airship. You can see it was a dark smudge on the horizon. So here at ground level, there's just no chance of seeing it until you're, you know, reasonably close.
I propose we keep walking until it gets too hot and then tent.
Yeah.
What season is it?
It is basically May.
Okay.
So it's beginning to get warm out here.
So it's
and the days are long.
Let's maybe walk till mid-morning.
Yeah. Walk till it's too hot.
But it's going to be always summer in the desert.
Yes.
All right.
That's a song.
Is it really?
It will be.
Is there anything in
the
sky?
It will be now.
Wait, is it daytime or nighttime? It's daytime,
right? Sun.
Is there... I'm just making sure. Sorry, I'm tired. Is there anything in the sky, like a bird or anything?
Not that you can see. This place seems to be just utterly devoid of life.
And the star is invisible?
Obviously. It's, you know, only the sharpest of your ears can hear even, you know, the singing of insects. And those end pretty quickly after the sun climbs up into the heavens.
Is the star at all visible during the day, or is it just...
No, just like all the rest of the stars, yeah. it begins to...
I worry that we're trudging along with no actually real idea of where we're going.
We're going to water.
We know where we're going.
I think it would be wise for us to try not to walk during the day, since the stars are only point of reference for the direction we're going.
We have the sun going from east to west.
Well, yes, but, I mean, things are getting confusing. It's getting hot. The sand, apparently, the slightest brush of air might start making it difficult to see.
The sandstorms are sit down and stop moving.
So it's a vote. Do we sit until darkness or coolness, or do we trudge?
Probably the better thing is to travel in the darker ones, not as hot.
Mm-hmm. Walk probably a little more and then
walk until it gets
to mid morning and then camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, mid morning and then take off again in mid afternoon.
Yeah.
Or late afternoon.
Late evening. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys continue on into the powdery waste. And everybody roll for me a perception check.
Ooh. 21.
13. 17. 11. So who got the high roll?
21.
Okay, Alistair. Mm-hmm. You're peering around at the glare coming off of the increasingly warm sand, and you spot water. And you guys apparently took off in the wrong direction in the middle of the night. Or not the wrong direction, but you were shooting wide of your mark. Because the sand looks like to be almost due west of where you are. Excuse me, the water appears to be almost due west of where you are. So you guys must have been heading way too far south when Arlen gave you the directions.
Do we know that mirages exist? I'm sure we know that mirages exist, right?
You've heard tales of such things.
Is that what's happening here?
Is that what we believe it to be?
Will you?
How far away is
it? Did the rest of us see water?
Do the rest of us
see water?
Well, are you going to point out everybody?
Hey guys, do you see that over there?
Yeah, you guys can clearly see the reflection of what appears to be water right on the horizon in the distance there.
Does there appear to be anything growing around it?
It just appears, well, from this thing, all you're seeing is just like light glinting on the water.
And blobs.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Should we charge it?
Yeah, we have a definition of shapes over there and nothing anywhere on it, so I say we just go that way.
It's still going to be in the general direction.
So you would think that if you were to walk for, you know, about till noon, that you would end up, you know, right there at the oasis.
Okay. Well, continue walking then.
So you start trudging out. Stepping in your sand shoes out, and
makes me feel good. I don't have armor on. How about you?
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
Huh. No, you're pretty hot anyway.
Oh, thank you.
The dragonborn is annoyed.
Good. That is your sole purpose. To be annoyed.
Okay. And Arlen?
Yeah.
Note for you?
I look down.
And you find a small desert tortoise, maybe about a foot across, and it apparently has fastened its mouth onto your left sand shoe and is trying to tug your foot.
Arlen, did you make
a
new friend?
The tortoise of destiny.
I take the tortoise off of my shoe.
Okay, well, he's fastened on there pretty good, but you can pick him up.
Yeah.
And you guys see this rather hilarious sight as Arlen pitches over into the dust, and as he pulls his left sand shoe off and then plunges down to his knee level in the sand. And apparently he's holding a small tortoise in his hands.
Hey guys, look what I found.
Are there any markings on it or anything? Or is it just
Just seems to be a pretty nondescript
tortoise.
I mean, it's just, you know, got those little square shell patterns.
Can it be my familiar?
You can try.
Hey, you, go run forth and spy.
Attack!
I use Animal Messenger. You finally find a message system slower than the U.S. Postal Service.
This is actual snail mail.
Well, it's turtle mail.
Arlen, you realize you're sleeping while you're playing with your new pet, right?
But that means we're close to some sort of.
But this thing, there's
some life.
Yeah, there's some life because there's a tortoise.
Well, like, where did you find that?
I'm glad I
was
you.
Eating my shoe.
I'm gonna walk over and very carefully with the dagger just pry its mouth open just enough to get it off the sandal.
Okay. Well, as soon as you approach with the dagger, it just sort of lets go of the sand shoe and Arlen can put it back on.
It's like this thing knows what a dagger is.
It's a smart tortoise. Yeah, it's a smart tortoise. We can use it to power our factory.
You finally found the tortoise that actually beat the hare. Congratulations.
Yeah. Put it down to
I think it's interesting that it could recognize a dagger. I don't think this is an ordinary
tortoise.
This is
more than a nondescript tortoise.
It's a descript tortoise.
An un-nondescript tortoise?
An un-nondescript tortoise.
I'm going to keep heading toward the oasis.
Yes. Yeah, take the tortoise with us. I'm interested in the tortoise.
Who's holding the tortoise?
Holding the tortoise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
holding
the tortoise.
Arlen, you know if you lick the underside, it can stick to your rope, right?
What?
Make the underside of the tortoise stick to your rope.
Why?
Yeah. Now we don't have to carry it. You can still cast your spells.
I'll hold the tortoise.
So you guys gonna start working again?
Yes.
Okay.
The tortoise all of a sudden just kind of wriggles, and just gets a little foot into your hand, and just wriggles out of your grasp. So do you have it, Adrian?
I snatched it from whoever had it.
Okay.
Oh my god, he was turtle snatched.
And he immediately grabs your left sand shoe and starts trying to pull your leg to the left.
Which
was that the same direction that he was trying to pull?
The south?
Yeah.
Well, southwest.
Yeah.
All right. Can we see anything in that direction?
Not at this thing. It just looks like endless waves of sand.
Does somebody have a detect magic or anything?
I do.
Okay, you should do that on the tortoise.
Yeah.
I'm going to use one of my
divine. It's a smart tortoise.
It's a first
level. Okay, one at a time here.
I'm
going to
use
Alistair.
Divine sense charge because I never use it anyway. So if it's a celestial fiend or undead, or there's one within 60 feet.
Yes, it's an undead tortoise, yes.
And it confused the shoe for brains.
Nom nom. Hey, I don't want it.
Alistair, it turns out it is a fiend from the plains of hell. And it's trying to get the soul of your shoe.
Oh, that is so good. That is literally.
DM is 50 XP.
So use your divine sense.
Yeah.
And it does not appear to be any sort of a undead, fiend, celestial, or anything
like
that.
It's not an angel turtle.
Okay, good.
That's not bad.
Well, this thing keeps trying to tug us to the left.
Yes, I'm... You have detect magic. You should please see what's going on with it.
It's fine.
I'm not gonna. There's two ways of doing it. I can burn a first level spell, or we could turn left and walk and see if the turtle lets go of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are we walking left? Because this turtle's.
Yes. Let's turn left, take a couple steps, and see what the turtle does. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys turn off to the southwest then?
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And start walking?
Mm hmm.
And he seems perfectly happy, Adri, just to walk right beside you.
Wait, at regular
speed? It's a dousing turtle!
Is it a really fast turtle?
No, it's not terribly fast, but then neither are you in the sand shoes. So in fact, his shell seems to actually benefit him out here. He almost seems to be swimming along. You can just ride on the belly of a shell and, kind of paddle his arms in the dust, and he just slides right along.
Squirrel.
Wow.
Squirtle.
So it is noon time now. You guys are well past the time when you were going to.
Do we see anything else?
Well, you see the what you think is water still out to the west of you, but now you're going southwest, so you seem to be going away from it. That's about all you see out here.
My problem is we just changed direction from travel because a turtle tugged on a shoe
twice.
Well, you're the one who doesn't want to see if it's magic or not.
I'm going to keep walking.
Is it too hot?
Here's an idea. Can I do a nature check to see if this thing is any way not natural?
Sure.
Nice. Nature is intelligent. Okay, 15.
Nope, it seems to be a totally normal tortoise as far as you can tell.
We should talk to it. Andrew, ask it if...
Can I try communicating with it somehow?
It seems to have the purpose.
It seems it has
maybe
some amount of intelligence. Obviously, it knew what a dagger was. It hold us consistently in a direction. It wasn't just trying to eat our shoes. Can I try that?
Sure.
Okay. This might not go very well for me. Ooh, 17.
Nice. What are you going to say to it?
Hi.
Why did you roll to say hi?
It just stops and turns and looks at you and just kind of blinks with those big turtle eyes.
Those big turtle eyes.
But, you know, turtles are notorious for having big eyes.
Because now it likes it. You should kiss it. Maybe it'll turn into a prince.
I'll give that to you to do.
And you have the ability to speak with animals.
No.
Hey, ask it if it knows what understands what you're saying. Maybe it just can't speak back.
Does it understand what I'm saying? Is it just...
It just gives you the big blinky eyes.
It just blinks at me. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to keep walking this way, though. This seems...
But is it to walk? To walk to hot? Great job.
Is it to walk to hot?
Is it to walk to hot?
Well, let's stop, I guess.
Okay.
Because
well,
if it's high noon at this point,
it's
May
breaking.
In the desert, it's pretty warm.
We're going to camp out.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys going to... Turtle up then.
Mm. Oh god, is that why? Is that why?
The entire purpose of this tortoise.
It's a tortoise, not a turtle.
Yeah, true. He's got a point. Okay, so you guys wrap your cloaks and put up your little tent poles and.
Can I? I brought some extra wicker with me. Can I, like, set up a little shelter so I don't have to hold it up at all times?
Well, yeah, you just take the wicker poles and hold up your cloak so you can at least have some shade there. And, it does do a nice job of at least keeping the direct sun off of you. Sleep is difficult to come by, but you guys are able to get at least some rest there. And, of course, you wake up some hours later and your last bits of water are drained from your water skins. Were you going to burn a spell slot, Gurnball, and create water for everybody?
Yep.
See, the turtle really came just to poke holes in all
the water. Is the turtle still there with Adrian?
The tortoise, when you wake up, is gone.
Darn it!
Oh, I really like that turtle.
So
yeah, and you can see the trail leading off to the southwest where apparently it just kept on going.
Well, it didn't seem to want us to do that. It would have hung around.
Is the...
He's gonna eat that thing.
Can we see
the
water
turtle
right now?
Give me a perception check.
Natural 20.
No, you have no idea where that water was. It was. It's not where you saw it when you decided to go for rest.
So maybe it wasn't really
got
there.
Pool water, rehydrate, there's plenty of it right now, and then let's just keep going to the southwest.
Yeah. This tortoise has got to go somewhere.
I
can't just
yes,
live.
Yes, it's... Yeah. I'm going to follow the tortoise trail.
Yeah.
It's going somewhere with either food or other tortoises. Or...
Which we can then use.
Which could be the same thing. This could
then
be
we could strap the tortoise to our feet.
And we can...
And you take the remaining wicker and create a giant basket you can all ride on the back of the tent to white tortoise.
Mush.
Okay.
I said mush. Stop. No.
My war turtle.
Just start throwing them at people.
Put spikes on a shell. A walking camel trap.
All right, so we got a couple hours of doze time, and now it's starting to cool off, and we continue
walking
on the trail.
Yeah, and if anybody still needs to use a hit die, they could re-roll for noon here if you want. I don't know if anyone's still damaged.
No.
Okay. So you guys follow the tortoise path there in the dust, and it continues on pretty much going in a straight line, and with the sun heading down to the west, you kind of guess it's somewhere between southwest and, you know, west southwest. And after about four more hours, so kind of getting on into the evening there, it's you guys see a smudge on the horizon.
In the southwest?
To the southwest, yeah.
Alright. Do we...
Keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, so is the sun completely set now?
The sun is now completely set.
Do we see the
probably like
comma
10...
star?
You want to look up in the sky?
Yeah.
Yep, still there. Same spot in the same constellation was before.
Hmm.
Do we recognize the constellation?
Yeah.
I think we tried that.
Yeah,
we tried that.
Actually, give me a nature check.
Yes, about the star, not the constellation itself.
Give me a nature check, everybody.
Nope.
Do, 11.
13.
Oh,
18.
Yeah, it is, those of you that have studied the stars before, recognize it's right there between the hunter and the bull.
It is the tortoise star.
Alright.
So continue on towards the smudge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Within another hour or so after dark, the moon rises and you can continue to make out the smudge, and in fact, actually, it does appear to be some kind of shrubbery.
A shrubbery?
About maybe 30 or 50 feet across. All
right.
That's
so
a big shrub.
That's a very large shrub.
Are there any other markings
in
the dirt?
I would think it was
just,
body
of water.
Just
the trail of the
tortoise made.
Does it go
into
the shrub?
It goes straight at it, yep.
It's leading it to its lair.
We're gonna die!
Well, I'm all for turtle power, so let's keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tortoise power, not turtle power.
So,
da-da-da-da-da.
About 3 hours after dark, you guys find this, you know, large patch of various greenery. It seems like there's at least one date palm in there, a whole lot of scrubby brushes. You know, bushes of all sorts. You guys can actually smell moisture as you get closer. You apparently have made your way to the first of the oases.
Does it like smell nasty or anything?
No, actually, it's, the brushes, maybe some mulberries and things like that, so it smells like that sort of brush.
Mm-hmm.
But the water smells pretty nice.
Okay.
I'm going to look around and see if I can see and then recognize any tracks.
Okay. Give me an investigation check to go and check and see what you do. Or a survival check if that's
okay,
better.
Okay, natural 20, so that would
okay.
Yeah.
23 for survival.
Out here in the dust of the mare, you really don't, but as you approach the water, in the shallows of the water, there are some sort of tracks. They don't look like, they're so indistinct, they're probably, ages old, but definitely something comes to drink here out of the mare.
How large are these tracks?
Pretty small. They're ones of all different types. But most of them are, no bigger than the size of maybe a dog or something like that. There are a couple or two or three, though, that you see here and there that are much larger, and those are a little worrisome.
How fresh are they?
Or, yeah.
Ancient. I mean, they
kind of like a spot that they consistently go to.
Yeah, or things come here from time to time and to refresh themselves and then leave, but... nothing's been here, say, within the last day or two. I mean, you know how, like, sand tends to fill itself in the water after a short amount of time and the prints become indistinct, and that's what they look like.
Okay. Sort of like blobs of
footprints.
Mm-hmm. Do we hear or detect anything around us? I mean, you just said that there wasn't anything for a day or two, but...
This is the first time you really noticed the sound of insects singing.
Okay.
So, apparently the life clings even out here in the mare to these little... islands of life that the oases form.
Okay. Do we want to fill up our water skins?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a sand bottom, so it's nice and clear.
Is there anything in the water?
Nope, no fish or nothing like that. Just a little puddle. Maybe like 30 feet across.
Yeah, then I can burn a spell. Can you detect, just be safe, poisons or like that?
No, I can use something with
immune to it, right?
Our foe is
immune to. Yeah,
our foe is close at hand.
Where water spouts.
Where water spouts from glowing sand. So I'm kind of thinking we should check the water, maybe.
I can detect poison here. Have a
sip. Cure a disease and neutralize one poison on something. So I can cure four poisons or diseases.
Do we just generally, do we detect anything off here?
Give me a perception check.
The footprints of the water, whatever large thing it is it facing the water or facing away from the water?
16.
Well, they're in the water. As if something came and put its feet in there to drink.
Okay.
You guys detect nothing that seems out of place.
All right. Do we want to pitch a little camp then?
Our goal was to get here. We never discussed what we're going to do once we get here.
I thought it would take longer, so.
Well, does anybody actually want to
turn? It's taking you basically two full days to walk here.
Yeah.
Because we're all dirty and dusty. Anyone actually want to brave the water? Okay, I'll do it. I'm gonna go just approach the water and kind of like tempt fate by tapping the edges of it. You know.
That we got water from it.
Yeah, we've got.
We've already filled up water.
Yeah, you guys already filled the water up there. So you definitely just filled the water.
How big is this oasis? It's
about 30 feet across.
So you can see everything. You don't have to actually walk around.
Right. Yeah. I mean, basically, it's like being next to a very large swimming pool.
Hmm.
Ready to say?
Well, it's tough to tell in the moonlight, but, you know, at least where you are, it looks very shallow.
Okay.
You could wade out and see how deep it is in the middle. in the dark, it's kind of tough to tell.
I'm very short.
I'll do it. I'll take a walk out. Why not? I'm hot. I'm dusty.
Okay. So, you make it out to the middle of the oasis,
mm-hmm.
and how tall are you?
I don't know if I can recognize how tall I was. I know I'm close to 7 feet.
Okay, that's good. So your head is fully out of the water, even in the middle of the oasis. The bottom's a little mushy, but it's no more than about 6 or so feet deep out in the middle. Very shallow.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this crescent star. Does it reflect or does it point to or indicate anything interesting in this oasis?
Now that we have more water, by the way, you want to try.
No, it really doesn't. It just just kind of an oddly shaped star up in the
Is the night
constellation
warm?
There. What's that?
The night's warm, right?
Oh yeah. Actually, I should say it starts out warm, but within a couple hours afterwards, it becomes chilly very fast. As there's just nothing out here to hold on to the heat.
Is it warmer near the oasis?
It gives you some sort of a little bit of protection from the elements, so
the
a little warmer here next
out.
To the water.
Well, we're assuming this is the oasis we're looking for too.
Can we see anything else? Because you said it was a series of oases. Can we see any other smudges on the horizon or?
Well, if you remember, you could see kind of a chain of smudges going to the southwest.
So, can we see the closest one from here?
Not here, no.
Probably
certainly
not in the dark.
Okay, so how early in the night is it?
It's really only a couple hours past dark.
Do we want to keep traveling in the dark?
I'm going to, since we have a large supply of water, I'm going to try to contact whatever is Gatchabar with the bowl of
and hope the iFi isn't out.
Yeah.
Okay. So you scoop up some of the water and say the magic word and mention Gatchabar's name and get a nice picture of Gatchabar asleep.
No.
Apparently on some bedroll. He's in some sort of a forest or something. And he's sleeping next to the remains of a campfire.
Oh, yeah, it's night.
But he seems to be completely asleep.
Okay. So do I recognize the forest?
No, it could be any one of, anyone near where you are. It's pretty generic. Just a whole bunch of pine trees and a couple of oaks scattered around.
Okay.
Wake him up.
Should I wake him
up? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you wake him up?
How do I wake him up?
I don't know. You
talk
to him
really
through the bowl, right?
No.
Obviously,
only if they both have the bowls out, they can talk.
Well, last time I contacted him, he
noticed
that he noted that he spoke back. He felt a presence, I guess.
Yeah. Well, stare at him real hard.
okay. Sure, I'll try that.
You stare at him, and he seems to keep sleeping.
So I'll contact him in the morning later.
I guess we'll pitch a tent. Yeah, let's at least till dawn.
Maybe see if we can forage anything.
There was date palms.
Yeah, there was date palms there. Yeah. So how many? So we were 2 days out of Ubrium Concordia. So make sure you can knock a 2 days off of your food supplies that you have. There really isn't a whole lot here, but you know, just adding the dates and so forth like that, that'll add a day to your supplies. So
I'm at 6 days right now.
I'm at four.
Really? It took 5 days. Two more days to get here. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. We'll be back to five from four with the date palms. Okay.
We had a week's worth of rations.
Yeah, so
we had 5 days.
I had seven.
Oh, I had five.
But then it took 2 days from.
Yeah, 2 days, and then we get another day.
And then how long did it take to get from the?
We had supplies
city.
On the boat.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
We weren't using our rations on the boat, so it's from.
I had 10 days of rations initially.
All right,
so then,
okay.
Good thing we were that well prepared.
Then you just take one off of it.
So I'm at six then.
Yeah,
I take you don't have an adventurer's pack or something?
You have an explorer's pack.
I have a dungeoneer pack.
Okay, hold on a second.
That's okay. I can eat one of you. It's in my blood.
You're the one who died and started.
Well, if you do eat one of them, then they will be in your blood, yes.
Yeah.
After digestion.
No, that would be my intestines, but.
Then
so how long do you wish to stay here at the Oasis before you head out?
Do you want to just wait till dawn?
Well, but
no,
then
we
get baked.
Stick around to
maybe.
We're in a chain of other oases.
You had 10 days worth.
Okay. Yeah.
What pack was yours?
Explorers.
Then I had 10, so now I have.
You had 10 days as well.
Okay, then I have 10.
Yeah.
I had 7.
Now we have 9.
That's how much I have done.
Mine says Adventures Pack, but that's not listed here, so I'm going to go with 10 since they all have 10 in it.
Yeah, I'm thinking Adventures might have been the same as Explorers.
I just have 7 on my sheet. So
we ate 2, but got 1 back, right?
But
so
we're
at 9.
We're in a chain of other oases, so if we walk for even an hour in the sun, we're probably going to show
maybe
up in another oasis.
Maybe. It depends how far away they are.
Yeah. Distance.
They did not look like they were, like,
super
right
close.
Next to each other.
They, okay.
I mean,
they
you saw, like, a smudge there in the, on the ship. And
probably.
I was under the impression that they were,
at this point is, do we just want to press on while it's still dark and risk getting attacked? I mean, we have light
spells. We don't know where to go after this.
We can't. Okay, good point. So we might as well just go ahead and pitch
wait
camp, set up guard, and
wait for
dawn.
See if we can have any sort of
okay,
sign of something to do.
Wait to dawn.
So, yeah.
So sticker.
I'll take the first. I'll take the first watch.
And do we?
Okay.
Can I see where the tortoise tracks end?
Yeah.
They basically crawl right into the brush here,
uh-huh.
And then you just kind of sort of lose them in amongst all the bushes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look in those bushes to see if I can find it.
Okay. Give me investigation.
Interested in that tortoise. I want that tortoise.
I do too.
Let's
see if I can
16.
Let's go. He's not there. I mean, he's, you know, do not find any tortoise in amongst the bushes.
Is there anything amongst the bushes?
Just a whole lot of sand. All
right.
This
and do we
weird.
Want to just hang out till
yeah.
dawn and set up
yeah.
a watch?
Yeah.
No, we should probably
stay
around until like 5 at night when it's like the traveling time again.
You want to just stay all day then?
Yeah, because...
Okay, and then I guess during the day, wake up and see where to go at nighttime.
Well, the
goodness
is if something large does come up and attack us, hey, food.
Okay, well...
Well, for one or the other, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That seems like a
reasonable
idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you pitch in the shade of the bushes and everything, and you find that much more comfortable than trying to sleep under your cloaks. And the sun... rises, goes to zenith, starts heading towards the west again.
During
the afternoon,
yeah.
I'm going to try to contact Gelchabar again.
Okay.
And I'm going to see where, if we can see another oasis.
Or anything.
You cannot. You take a look out during the day, but you cannot see anything but more Maria. I mean, it's just flat, endless plain every direction you look. In the far reaches of your vision, you can just see the white mountaintops of the peaks that you know, line the outside of the Mare.
And that's all the way around it, right?
Well, from where you are, pretty much just to the northwest and to the south.
Okay.
If you look to the east, you know, that's the extent of the Mare. It goes, you know, as you can see from your map, it goes all the way to Porto Magnum there. And so it's to the east and north, it's just almost endless sand.
Mm.
And Arlen, you're going to try to get Galchabar again?
Yeah.
So you do your scoop and magic word and name. And this time the picture reforms and Galchabar is sitting back in his workshop in Waterfall City. And once again, he, you know, sort of perks up as if he hears his name being called or something and looks in your direction and pulls out his bowl and fills it up. And he you get a sense of scrying as apparently he is calling your name out. And he looks into it and says, "Ah, hello, young sorcerer. How do you fare?"
We've made it to an oasis in the Mare.
Weren't you going to Ubrium Concordia?
Yes.
Funny story.
We
were delayed.
Our flight crashed.
Crashed? I hope no one was hurt.
We made it there.
After we made it to Ubrium Concordia, we were attacked by hordes of undead.
Well, this is terrible.
I tried to contact you there, but the bowl wouldn't show anything.
Ah, well, that's not too surprising. It can only be used 3 times a day. Did anyone else use the bowl?
Shouldn't have, no.
That's very strange.
But we've been traveling about 3 days into the Mare to get through the... to the oases.
Oh, very good. Where is your destination?
Mainly right now we're just trying to go from oases to oases. The Oracle gave us a riddle.
Ah, yes. The Oracle does tend to do that.
And one of the verses... hints at oases.
Well, there are several oases between Ubrium Concordia and Cetis Delor. Places where the ancient river still pokes its head up amongst the blowing sand.
Yes, the verse itself is, "Your foe is also to be found close at hand where water sprouts from blowing sand."
That could mean one of the oases or perhaps a fountain in one of the ruined cities in the Mare.
There are other cities?
All buried by the Mare, after the Mare ate up the Great Central Valley, after the Great Mage Wars.
Well then.
Can we hear this?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you guys can quite clearly hear it coming out of the bowl.
So, question then.
And the fun thing is, if you hold the bowl up and you tap the button, it goes. The camera goes the other way, so you can
show, everybody. Yeah. Until it's selfish.
Is it possible to reach these cities still in any way?
Well, you've already been to one, Ubrium Concordia. The great meeting place there is built upon the city of Ubrium Concordia. You probably saw spires and humps of the tallest of the buildings there. The rest of the city is buried 30 to 50 feet under the blowing sand. The Oracle itself used to be on top of the tallest tower of the city. Now, of course, with the blowing sand, they've just built the covering over the top to protect it.
Do you know of a way to distinguish between any of the oases and a fountain?
Well, a fountain is made of stone and concrete and has water coming out the top. An oasis is a large pool of water in the desert.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
my concern.
Is there anything you can do to help us, old man?
Do you need any sort of rescue or anything? I might be able to...
My concern now is that we walked out in the desert and all we had to do is find a way down from where we were.
There was no way down.
There is no way down. Do you want to start digging?
No, I mean where we were just at. That was walked 2 days away from.
Well, I think we wanted to go towards the seat of heaven and The oases were southwest of Ubrium Concordia, which is the direction we're headed. The Seat of Heaven is also southwest of the Seat of Heaven. So I think we're headed in generally the right direction to where we want to go.
Yes, the oases are based on the old river, which then would form in the great delta that surrounded the old town of Calium Sedis.
Yes.
Okay. Right here. Well, I mean, I guess we don't have much choice but to wait for dawn and keep following the oases and see if we find them.
So what type of dangers await us out here in the desert, aside from the blowing sands and the parching heat?
Well, there's very little exposure that lives in the Mare. Some travelers talk about various chitinous creatures. Hard to, you know, separate truth from fact. I hear that there's a brass dragon that lives out there. Loquax. So if you encounter him, do be careful. He will bend your ear for a long time. He's quite lonely. I try to stay clear of him myself because I don't have that kind of time.
Loquax. Okay.
Loquax.
Where were you yesterday?
Oh, one of my many errands, looking around, trying to find out what's going wrong with the whole of the country. I had a beautiful evening sleeping in the Dryadium Silvarum.
Silver Forest, is that what that means?
Ah, very good.
So you're close to us.
You were paying attention to the monastery.
That wasn't in character.
It is now.
It is now.
So you're close to us. What was the name of the brass dragon again?
Loquax.
Quax. Not quack.
I prefer to pronounce it as quax.
It's not a duck.
Loquax or loquax?
Quack.
Which one is it? Loquax.
Baritone duck.
What time of the day is it?
You guys had waited until it's evening early time there.
Yeah. Is it evening time? Yeah, it is evening time.
It's mid-afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
So
Loquax might actually be able to help us.
Well, yeah, okay.
You are actually... I don't think we want to go out and try to find a brass dragon.
You already have.
Bronze.
Whatever.
Yes.
Bronze and brass hate each other.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid that
also
conflict.
You probably shouldn't go out and try to find dragons. That doesn't sound very healthy.
Even nice ones aren't necessarily...
Would you be able to help us any be quicker about this?
Well, where are you located exactly?
We're in 2 days desert southwest from Ubrium Concordia.
Probably directly north of Dryadium Silvarum.
Oh, let me see. And you see him riffle through a whole bunch of sheets of parchment, and he finally pulls up one. And you can see him tracing his finger down. It's like, oh, yes. You're due north of the eastern extent of the Dryadium. I can see what I can do. However, you're really only about 4 good days march away from the river where it enters the delta.
Just keep going that way, then.
All right.
Anything I could do might actually miss you.
Okay. We've also noticed, being out here in the Mare, that there's a star in between the hunter and the bull.
Oh, you've seen the comet.
Oh.
I only recently noticed it in my
astronomical observations.
Does that herald anything?
Well, comets have always been a sign of impending doom.
Well, that's just great.
What does it mean in between the hunter and the bull?
That it appeared there.
Okay.
I've seen many a comet. Of course, right now it seems especially portentous.
Yes. All the deaths happening in... Or were they? Oh, I'm sorry.
All the chaos that's happening.
Unrest, civil unrest, that kind of stuff.
Natural unrest.
Natural unrest, yeah.
Well, it is good to know they're only 4 days' travel away from...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Any other advice you can tell us about the desert while we continue to travel?
Travel at night whenever possible.
Great.
Yeah, you're helpful.
And all of the oases are wholesome, as far as I know. No one has mentioned in their travels that there are poisonous waters or vapors or anything like that.
Okay.
No doubt your ship captain said that, he ties up to the various oases if they're becalmed in the middle of the mare.
Yes.
She did.
Oh, she.
She, yeah, she did.
Wait, describe this captain to me.
Yeah, she had an interesting accent.
And an interesting ship.
It was a swarthy-looking woman with dark hair wrapped in braids on her head.
Yes.
Ah, Danya.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why you'd go out in the mare with her.
Well, she's dead.
We think.
Well, that's another thing entirely, then.
Yeah, her airship got attacked and spun out of control, and we have no idea where she is now.
Well, I will see if there's any reports of lost and drifting airships crashing near here.
Thank you.
Good luck, young sorcerer. Check in from time to time.
I will.
And he waves his hand over the bowl.
Like this. He's not telling
us. I do the same and dump out the water.
Dump it out, you should drink it.
But we have an oasis right next to
it. It has like old man vision in it.
Yeah.
It's gonna taste like dust.
Prune juice.
Dust and prune juice.
Nothing worse than dusty prune juice.
All right, so at night we'll just make our way
and continue southwest. Apparently, the oases just keep following the old river.
The yellow river.
Okay, so everyone, give me a survival check and see if you can agree on which way is southwest.
20.
12.
16. 11.
Actually, you can do 20. It with 17. Advantage, Harlan, since you're used to. Flocks by night.
20.
Okay, 20 Noan and Arlen are pretty sure that southwest is off of that way.
It's that way.
And,
no, it's not that way. It's that way.
For the star lies to the east, and south is yonder, so blah blah,
Yeah, it's that way.
Okay.
All right, so I guess we'll start packing up as the sun continues to set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I miss my turtle friend.
Even with that.
My turtle
within...
friend.
It was mine to begin with. You could just steal it from me.
She did just steal it.
She did steal it from me.
Okay, so heading southwest.
Yeah.
Right before we leave, I want to look around one more time for the dirt tortoise.
Okay, give me investigation.
Because we've become attached to the turtle.
So while you're packing up, Alistair's looking under bushes and everything, and nope, he's nowhere to be found.
Once again, not helping pack up, but
hey. Hey, I packed up my stuff.
I packed up my robes. Oh, wait, I'm wearing them.
Yes.
That's a good thing you are.
We
would like to see,
would not want to see that.
We're all very grateful for that.
Okay, and you guys take off into the mare with the sun beginning to set. You guys can actually really start traveling, about an hour before sunset. The temperatures become somewhat more favorable.
Okay.
And you take off to the direction that Arlen and Noan think is the proper one.
Which is proper.
Yeah. And,
can we start seeing any hints of another oasis?
Not right away, but about an hour after you leave the first oasis, the dagger goes off.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
And then the floor goes out.
The floor.
And just the surface of the mare just seems to drop in about a 20 or 40 foot radius all around in one spot, and you guys are trapped on the edge of it. And in the bottom, you can see some kind of a creature's mouth sticking out, chomping at you. And you all begin to slide.
Okay.
But we'll find out about that
in the next episode. I don't want to die. It's the tortoise. It came back.
As a hungry.
It was trying to eat us.
So, the bowl, yeah. So that was a device to allow them to scry upon the bad guy in this adventure when they find out the bad guy's name. However, kind of realized really quick that the party had already glommed onto it as a method for talking with Galchabar anytime and every time they wanted to. So kind of had to figure out how to stall them at any occasion. Only let them talk to him when they really, really needed to. Otherwise, you know, they become dependent. It's a bad thing. So far so good. And we'll see if the party remembers to use the bowl when they do finally find out the name of the bad guy. Before that, though, they find themselves sliding down a pit with a hungry mouth at the bottom. What they're going to do to get out of that, we'll have to find out in the next episode. Until then, let us know what you think. Rate us on iTunes. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. Articles and artwork are available at poolmedia.podbean.com. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.